We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomei Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnah Lamed Chesiv Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Zug HaMakashkesh L'Shaos Asli Alidei Mishkalos. If you have a clock which rings every hour and it works based on weights, Mutar La'archa U'Lachin U'Mibod Yom Kedei She'elech V'Yakashkesh Kol HaShabbos. You're allowed to set it up before Shabbos so that it will ring every hour on the hour on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though this is an item which is meant to make noise, you are allowed to set it up before Shabbos because everybody knows that this is a type of thing which is set before Shabbos, so nobody's going to think that you set it on Shabbos to make noise. To set an alarm clock before Shabbos to go off Shabbos morning to wake you up, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if it's able to be heard outside of that room that you're sleeping in, it's prohibited because people might think that you set it the night before, since during the week people set the alarm clock at night in order to wake you up in the morning. So if people hear your alarm clock going off Shabbos morning, they'll think that you set it to go Friday night, which is prohibited to set Friday night to go off on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagrees. He says there's no iser, and people will not think that you're doing anything wrong. Rav Nissen Karelitz thinks that having a wake-up call, setting up a wake-up call from before Shabbos to wake you Shabbos morning, that will be prohibited, though, because that everybody does the night before. Nobody would do that. Before Shabbos, it's not a normal thing, so he thinks that would be prohibited. Siv Dalet. Hamashamer, Peirosav, Uzrav, Ibn Chayav, if one is protecting their fruits and seeds from animals, Lo Yispo Kafal Kafal, Lo Yitapach, Kapav Al Yerechov, Lo Yirakid Lavricham. You can't clap or dance in order to shoo them away. Because we're afraid if you do those things to get them away, then you might come to pick up a rock and throw it at them, which would be prohibited because you would be throwing it into Rosh HaSarabim, or that rock is muksa, etc. So it would be prohibited to use such, to do things to shoo the bird away, because we're afraid you might come to shoo the bird away in a prohibited way. It's interesting that we do not say that the prohibition is because dancing and clapping are prohibited because you might come to fix a musical instrument, probably because this act that you're doing has nothing to do with musical instruments. So we only prohibit clapping and dancing when it is related to musical instruments. Then you might come to fix them if they break. But this, which is not involving musical instruments at all or any singing or dance at all, it's just being done to shoo a bird away. So then we need to have a different gzeira in order to prohibit it. Siv hey. You're not allowed to play this game they used to play with nuts and apples where they would roll it on the ground, because we're afraid that in order to set up the game, you're going to smooth out the ground in order to roll the apples or the nuts, and that's prohibited because you're not allowed to smooth out the ground in the house because of Bona and out of the house because of Choresh. Rama adds, V'dafka al-gabe karka. It's only prohibited to play with these things on the ground. But on the table, you're allowed to delake alamigzar shamishim gumos, because we know that there's no uneven spaces on the table. We're not afraid you're going to even it out. And the table is so far removed from the ground, so if we let you play on the table, you won't come to play on the ground and smooth things out. As opposed to the gzera which we found before, that you're not allowed to do something on a smooth ground because you might come to do it on an unsmooth ground, because a ground and ground you might get mixed up between, but a table and ground you would never get mixed up. Continuing in the Rama, Umutar lischok bat samos shakar and chich af al pi shemashmim kol hol ve'ena machaven l'shir. You're allowed to use these bones that they used to play with, even though it's going to make noise, because it is not being done in order to play any type of music while you're playing with them. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the minhag is to make these items out of silver so that they are special for Shabbos, so it will not be like of the dechol. But the Maharas Hasson disagrees, and he holds that since there is no benefit to playing this game, it is prohibited. And he thinks all games are going to be prohibited on Shabbos because there is no purpose for it. And even during the week, he says you shouldn't do it because it's considered to be a moshe of leitzim. It's a thing that lazy people do and fools do. And the Birkei Yosef as well brings from many gedolim who are machmir not to play these games. So this would apply, suppose it appears, this statement of the Mishnah Berurah would apply to all types of board games, etc., that one should not play them on Shabbos, as they have no benefit, they're not in the spirit of Shabbos, etc. So obviously there are those who would disagree and say that there is some benefit to relaxation, etc., on Shabbos, so one should consult their local rabbi whether these games would be permissible. But it is interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah does bring these opinions who say that it is prohibited. Games which involve some type of money, we'll see shortly, might be different. That's the Ramah continues. Cholza besochik deretz koch ba'ama. We're only talking about these games where you're doing it just for the sake of relaxation and laughing, etc. But if you're betting on this game somehow, you're going to make money off this game, so that is prohibited. You shouldn't tell people to stop playing it, because better that they do it b'shogeg than to do it b'mezid, which would be much worse. And the Mishnah Berurah comments that this game that is referring to, so they used to have this game that they would do in order to make money. And the commentaries say that nowadays, now something like Monopoly, where you're playing with toy money, some might prohibit it because it involves pretend money. Others say, no, it's obviously pretend, so it's going to be okay. But if it's a game that's going to lead you to write, if it's a game you need to keep score with by writing down, then that will be prohibited on Shabbos because of that. The Ramah adds, V'lischok pekador, ayin la'el, semen shen ches, if memhei, we saw earlier the halachos of a ball, whether it's muksa or not. And the machlokas between the machaber and the Ramah. Sivav, aser lishov mayim bagalgal, you are not allowed to pour water using this large wheel. Gzer shem yamale laginaso v'churbaso ola mishra shol pishtam, because you might come to fill it up for prohibited purposes. L'fichachim lohaya sham logina v'lo churba v'lo brecha lishros v'pishtam mater. Therefore, if you, the metzias, the reality, is not such a way that the gzer would apply, then the gzer does not apply and you would be allowed to fill up the water. V'yesh omrim, there are some who say you just can't use a very large wheel in order to fill up the water, which has a lot of buckets attached to those wheels. But our wheels, which we don't fill up too much water on, there's no concern for such a gzera, so we will permit it. Siv Zayin, Mishayishal Peres Barosh Hagag, Veroa Matar Shabbah, if one has fruits on top of their roof and they see rain coming, Asur L'Shalshalim B'Shabbos Derech Aruba Shabbagag, you're not allowed to lower those fruits using the ladder from the roof. Aval Mutar L'Chasosim, but you are allowed to cover them. Vafil Levenim Shein Muksa Mutar L'Chasosim B'Mnei Hadelef, and even if they are the type of fruits which are prohibited, you're allowed to cover them in order to protect them. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason you're not allowed to lower them on the ladder is because that is extra tircha, which is not Letzorech Shabbos. There is no benefit for the Shabbos from that tircha, so the tircha is going to be prohibited. Unless you need the fruits for that day, then it would be considered Letzorech Shabbos and it would be permitted. But assuming that it's not, then you would not be allowed to lower them. But covering them will be permissible. The Yam Shel Shlomo brought in the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in such a situation, but the Elya Rabbah and others disagree and say that you are allowed to cover them. You just are not allowed to move them because they are muksa.